producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. As we kick off the week, we do know the two teams who are going to the Super Bowl. We don't know who's going to win the Iowa caucus, both for the Democrats and for the Republicans, but we do know that Donald Trump in particular has a huge edge for the Republicans. He's at the point where it's Cruz running behind him, but very far behind him, and everybody else. Unless all the polls are wrong, and of course Iowans can change their mind, it's amazing the power that you have in Iowa, many of you listening to the show and writing me notes about it, how exciting it is, and we'll get to that during the mailbag. But caucus goers can change their minds. That's why the candidates are all over Iowa in every single county that they can possibly hit, places where they know they'll do well or have an inkling that they could do well. It's interesting stuff, I got to say. And now we're in results season for real. That's coming up, and boy, oh boy, I can hardly wait. And then it's off to New Hampshire after that. So we're going to talk a little bit about the political comings and goings in the last couple of weeks, what's happened, and also the Super Bowl being set, and the East Coast having to dig out. Many of you in the Midwest who are used to snow dumps, Chicago. Oh, my cousin John lives there. The pictures he sent from last year, walking the dog, he wasn't even identifiable. Neither was the dog. So all of you understand, including in Iowa, what it's like to get a lot of snow. And the East Coast, the people are, well, they're more fragile. Sissies. I know. I lived in the East Coast. I lived in the Midwest. We would cancel school when I was a kid if there was an inch and a half on the street. School was canceled because there might be an accident. They would never do that in Minnesota. They would never do that in Illinois. They would never do that in Iowa, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana. You would never do that, would you? But seriously, it was bad. And now you've got many people maybe listening to this show who had to get somewhere, and they had to deal with the freeze beginning. So it refreezes, and then you got to deal with the ice. That's the bottom line. And, oh, it's a snarly, nasty commute. Baltimore's mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, said her city had experienced a historic snow event, and she was asking for people to be patient because trying to remove a record amount of snow is very, very difficult. In Washington, D.C., which was really ground zero, they say it's going to be slick and dangerous roadways. It still is. I know that from checking in with somebody. And, you know, there were so thousands of flights that were just completely grounded. And even still, there are flights that won't be able to get in because they've got to clear all the runways, which they're working on that. But it's still nasty business. Maryland's governor, Larry Hogan, said tomorrow morning conditions will be icy and dangerous. By closing state offices tomorrow, crews can carry on with their work to clear state roads. So with the cleanup continuing, the federal government in Washington closed on Monday, because it doesn't do them any good to open and have people trying to make their way in. Because I grew up in that area, I grew up in that northeast quarter, and I know the shore areas like the back of my hand, especially in South Jersey, it was really slammed. You had a place called Cape May, which is the tip of the coastal area in New Jersey. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. I mean, massive flooding, just floods everywhere. The center, you know, you look down the middle of town and it's unrecognizable. Same with Sea Isle, same with Wildwood. So major, major flooding, much worse than they thought was going to happen. There's much more water. It was very, very bad. It was rushing into houses and just a big commotion, exceeded what they thought. So there were a lot of evacuations. In North Carolina, and I talked to friends in the Carolinas, people died, 15 people died as a result of this storm there, 6 in North Carolina, 3 in Virginia, 1 in Kentucky, 3 in New York, 1 in Maryland, 1 in Washington, and, you know, there's still individual reports, and it's unclear whether related or not. You know, there was an 82-year-old man who died shoveling snow. That was the first fatality in Washington. It's hard doing the snow thing, and, you know, who knows, he was out for a long time or whatever, but they keep urging people. It was constant. They were reminding people, take breaks. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure you're checking on your neighbors. Volunteer to shovel walkways if you can do it. And, you know, there were other reports of people that passed away, same thing, in shoveling. In Pennsylvania, on the turnpike, there was a massive backup. Check this out. 500 cars, SUVs, trucks, whatever, on the turnpike. People were stranded, some, almost 24 hours. That is insane. So, of course, did you know there's a chairman of the turnpike? There is. And that chairman apologized and said there would be a thorough analysis of the events that led up to the incident over the course of the last 2.5 days is what's happened, making sure it doesn't happen again. There's a better job done, and they can learn from the tragedy. I'd say that's a tragedy. 24 hours on it, stuck on a turnpike, stranded. And the same thing for our friends in West Virginia. There were some people that were in a wicked snarl there. 200 different types of cars and trucks and whatnot. In Kentucky, a 35-mile stretch of Interstate 75. Some people were stuck in that for 19 hours. But isn't it kind of a reminder, if you go out or you're traveling in this kind of stuff, you have to be, you know, I used to fluff this off, but seriously, the go bags and emergency equipment, blankets, whatever, you got to have that stuff. You just do. At least something. And trust me, I was the biggest offender saying, oh, that's ridiculous. How far away do I live? That's no big deal. And then I see where people get stuck, and they aren't always that far away from their house, but there's no shortcut. There's nowhere to go. Things are iced over, and this is just one of the many possibilities of what Mother Nature can throw at you. So we hear you if you're stuck or you were stuck. It's not all about snow angels, snowmen, and sledding. Some of it was pretty rough and digging out and being stranded somewhere. In the meantime, we will hit the mailbag in this hour of America tonight. Also, it's about the numbers. We'll do the numbers thing with We Can Count. And there's a lot of numbers when it comes to election 2016. You know, it's interesting because some of you have said, I think that the president would run again if he could run again. It's funny, but this week he confirmed, I wouldn't run for a third time, even if I could. I would not do it. It takes a toll on my family life, and it would be a drag. And it's good to have new ideas and new energy. So there you go. Stay with us. More coming up as we turn the record to the B-side.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Go to you, you, and you. Remember, you can always jump on these digits, 855-266-KATE. That's me, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email, 247, americatonight.net. I will tell you, it was an interesting finish in the AFC and NFC championship games, the road to the Super Bowl. Now we know the two teams are set. Nobody actually nailed the score. If you don't know what I'm talking about, once a week we do this cool contest. It's one segment. It happens every Tuesday into Wednesday. This time around, because we had the two NFC and AFC championship games, you had two chances to nail the score. The first game, Denver knocked off New England 20-18. The second game, Carolina beat Arizona, shellacked them 49-15. Needless to say, I knew nobody had that score. But nobody had the other score either, with the Broncos beating New England. There were people that had the Broncos winning. But see, that's the thing. You have to correctly nail the score, boom, on the head, who wins and what the final score is. So nobody had that. And it's too bad. I want somebody to win. I'm desperate for somebody to win. Desperate for somebody to win. In fact, I know Grimm is desperate to win. Hey, Grimm, how are you? You came close, buddy. What'd you have? 24-19, but it was
2018. Yeah, 24-19. Yeah.
Well, you picked the winner.
Well, what can you say? You know, I wanted to see Broncos and Cardinals at it in the bowl. To be honest, that's what I was really wanting to see.
Oh, they weren't even there for that game.
Two Westerns. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. Well, the Broncos, Peyton Manning, he needs to show up too, you know. the D will, the defense will be the Manning needs to show up. That's the problem with the Arizona quarterback. You know, he was trying to go for the whole thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He tried that game before they got in the NFC playoffs, and almost lost that.
Yeah.
He's young, you know. They still say, you know, he's still kind of young. He's trying to learn. But, you know, you go for them 6, 7, and 8 yard passes. I mean, that's what made Montana famous. He wasn't really that great of a quarterback. He was known as the quarterback that completed it between the hash marks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And that quieted it down when the sports announcer mentioned that. But he was famous for tagging them between the hash marks.
Yeah.
And they eliminated that by getting taller defensive linemen.
Yes. Yes, very, very good, astute observation. You know, and there's many ways of getting this cat. West Coast offense, dink and dive and drops, or is it the bomb down the field? I mean, who throws the best ball in the NFL right now? You know, you could say captain comeback when he's on would be Tom Brady, not this last game. You could also say Aaron Rodgers when he's on, because, man, that guy can throw, he can thread a needle when he's on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Aaron just had a bad year.
Yes. He did have a bad year.
I mean,
he had some good games.
Everybody was predicting Green Bay to start with.
Yeah.
You know, but I just had a feeling he wasn't going to do it after I finally watched him play. But I'll tell you something else. What is the deal with SNL's opening act? Because I could have swore that was Hillary wearing a Tina Fey mask.
Oh, you got to say she sounds just like her. I think she's funny. And here's the thing. Sarah Palin actually likes Tina Fey, somebody told me, because, you know, that whole imitation and comedy thing is only helps anybody, pushes them sort of into the mainstream. So even Tina Fey was on Saturday Night Live, and it was kind of a...
Listen to it. You need to re-listen to that skit, because she was making comments that Hillary would make.
Okay, I'll re-listen to it.
Oh, yeah. You just look for the opening part, and then you can see the Sarah Palin part she played out. But, you know, they're going a little bit. And then, of course, you know, after the NFC game, go to prove it to you. You know, I mean, the opening season, everybody wanted to see it. The X-Files are back, and guess who's to blame? Those powers that be. It's always been the powers that be, Kate.
The powers that be.
You know, because it wasn't aliens. Mulder says it never was aliens. It was the big business.
I know. I saw that. So you like
somebody else.
So you like it, too. You like the X-Files, and you watched it the first time around?
No, believe it or not, but my buddy did, and I used to call him up every Sunday night, you know. Should you be ready for school? And I did it this Sunday, too. Called him up all the way out in California and said, man, you need to be in bed.
Oh, that's so funny.
But he was a religious X-Files watcher. I wasn't that much. I was going to school at the time, most, you know, it was playing. I was hitting the books a lot then, back then.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Well, you know, majoring in architecture, it's pretty rough.
Yeah, that's I have a friend who's an architect. That is massive school. That is, I mean, that's massive work.
Yeah, well, it was. You know, and I had to pile it on me for some reason. I don't know why I do it to me. But I do. It's just like I took physics 1 and 2 and calculus 1 and 2. One.
Oh, you got to be kidding!
No.
Wow.
You know, religiously suffer with the pain. I don't know why. But that's just me. But
I gotcha. You're because you're the optimist.
Now,
I think you're
I
the optimist
too. I don't know if you heard this, but I heard this over a grapevine, that Obama is politically trying to position himself for possibly being the president or the leader of the UN. Have you heard that?
No, I think he wants to dump out of anything political. I think there's heavy burnout going on. Like, forget it.
I heard that too. I heard it was really his wife that just said we're tired of it.
Yeah.
So it was her that, you know, Barack's not going to do anymore.
But, right.
Through the grapevine, I heard that he's positioning a lot of the foreign countries to where he can, you know, reside, because I understand that the president of the UN is fixing to step down.
I think this is it for him. I do. I think that I just don't see anything happening at all, except for going and doing speeches, doing a Clinton or Bush or whatever ex-president's club. I just don't see it.
I see him pushing more for his library and trying to do more for other, his own ethnicity as he can do for them while he's out of office. That's what I see,
Yeah.
And that's what I see. His library would be the main thing, and what he can donate to people to move them ahead in his culture.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's going to be any other public position. And think about the other past presidents. And where do you go when you're the president? I mean, put all the politics aside. Where do you go once you've been president? I don't see it.
Well, that's as long as he don't end up in prison, like me and Dan.
Because you two are so determined that's going to happen.
You never know, Kate.
You never know. Just ask your buddy who watches The X-Files. Grim, we're up against it. Thanks. That was fun. I did watch The X-Files. I was a person who watched The X-Files. It's funny because I was so busy. I don't watch a lot of television, like fun. Let's just do something where I'm just not paying attention to whatever else is going on around me. But I did watch The X-Files, and I liked the conspiracy slant, let's say what Grimm said, in this new X-Files, that 6 episodes. It's pretty interesting. We'll see where it all ends up. Boy, they were certainly pushing it during the late game, which was on Fox, the Arizona shellacking at the hands of Carolina. And now it's the Panthers and the Broncos in the Super Bowl. Wonder the interest in those teams, what it'll be. Certainly there's always an interest in the Super Bowl, and I think with the Broncos, the Peyton Manning story, the saga there, and then Cam Newton and the Panthers, and what kind of season they had, only the one loss, so pretty interesting, I think, in the setup. Anyway, the setup will be good here on America Tonight because you will get a chance to nail the score. We gotta have fun on this show, right? We gotta have fun. Coming up next, we bumped the mailbag again, so we're going to the mailbag. We're going to the mailbag, I promise. That's coming up around the bend.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models, or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
That song, Saul Hart in Concert, how many times? I don't know how many times. A ton of times with a bunch of different bands. It's one of those bands that they never die out. You know, they just keep playing the circuit somewhere. Cheap Trick, I think, played with them. Journey, the last time that I saw them a couple of years ago. I know, I digress. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we motor on finally to the point in the show where we're going to get you to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Keith says, Kate, I got to tell you, we in Iowa are so excited, you know, about the fact that we have the caucuses. It's always exciting here. It makes us feel as though we're important, darn it, and we matter. Did you happen to see that, yes, in the polls, it looks like Donald Trump is getting a ton of love, but let's just say, once the caucuses happen, don't count on anything. The Des Moines register endorsed Florida Senator Marco Rubio and Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side for their party's presidential nominations. And I have to tell you, I think it is going to be Trump who wins the Iowa caucuses, and I think it will be Hillary Clinton eking out a victory over Bernie Sanders, for what it's worth. I like that. For what it's worth. That's true. How about this? You know, it's interesting. The paper has feuded with Donald Trump for the last couple of months, and with Ted Cruz, too. So I guess then the obvious choice was to go with Marco Rubio. Rubio is the underdog in one sense. He's like the horse that's right there within striking distance that really could shake the rafters. In other words, you wait and see as we get further into primary season where he ends up. And Bernie Sanders didn't get the register's backing, but it doesn't seem to matter when it comes to the polls. He's in a lot of them. He is neck and neck with Hillary Clinton. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Eugene, who says, "Hey, Kate, Iowa caucuses, finally, baby, we are into money time. This is where we can actually talk about results and we don't have to talk about theoreticals and polls and slants and every other crazy analysis and abacus that you can imagine in trying to figure out who is going to win this election. It's my favorite time of the year in the presidential turning of the page, as you call it." Yeah, you mean that now we're finally into the year where we're electing a president, and now with both the Democratic and the Republican conventions coming up in July, this is it. I mean, so this is it. So all the maneuvering, all of the campaign stops and words, war of words, and everything else. I mean, it's still happening, but you're going to have actual results to talk about. So, yeah, I agree. This is the best time. This is the final stretch. I mean, this is it, and it's the final stretch in Iowa for everybody campaigning in Iowa. The caucus is small, and the caucuses can go in any direction. The Boston Globe, by the way, endorsed Hillary Clinton. You know, that's Bernie territory, New Hampshire. That's why New Hampshire, in the polls, you know, he wins so many of the polls in the Granite State. So now the Globe is saying, with their choice of Hillary Clinton, that New Hampshire should go to Clinton. But the Bernie peeps, when you talk to them, they swear that despite the tagline of socialist or left, that he still is going to surprise a whole bunch of people. And that Hillary Clinton is going to be indicted anyway. So if she's indicted, then forget about her run. You know, it's funny. It's so different for Clinton than it was in 2008. 2008, I thought she had a clear path until Barack Obama got in the way. And once Obama was in the middle of that, you just knew, oh, there's no way. I mean, there was no way. Remember, it was give me your delegates, and then next thing you know, she's in the cabinet and everything else. But it's also a lot of years have passed since 2008 and 2016. A lot of things have changed. Big things have changed. And for the Democrats, the Democratic Party, there's been a lot of upheaval, I'll put it that way. So she gets the endorsement of the Globe, not Sanders, for whatever a newspaper endorsement says. Used to be big time newspaper endorsements, but now I don't know how many people care about the newspaper and the newspaper of records endorsements. I'm not so sure that it's as high as it used to be. Not so sure about that. All right, quickly, let's hit a couple more. This one from Barry. Kate, the snow is outrageous, no matter what you say about it. It is crazy how much snow fell. It was almost scary at one point because you do have to go out and shovel it or blow it, and no matter what, it's exhausting. And it kept coming down, coming down, coming down here in New Jersey. It seemed like there was no end in sight. Finally, it settled, but I was out probably five different times trying to keep up with it because I knew it would just be outrageous to try to shovel it if it was way up to my door, and I didn't let that happen, but it was exhausting. At least I had some pizzas on hand so I could burn off those calories. Well, that sounds like something I would do. Hey, if I run a marathon, then I can eat that cheesesteak. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you had to break it up. That's what they were saying, that people were having heart attacks. Well, of course, because they were, I shouldn't say of course, but not taking a drink, just trying to get it done, not being hydrated, and shoveling, with no breaks in between would be super tough. Let's face it. All right, this one from... No, I'm not going to give you that one. It's going to be a movie thing, but we'll skip over the movie thing. We can save that for tomorrow. This one from David, who says, Katie Kate, I got to tell you that I was in the snowmageddon. I live in New York. I listen to your show on WVNJ, and it's terrific, by the way. And there are a lot of people, trust me, that are backing you out here, so never fear. But I live not too far from Central Park, and I made the trek, you know, down into the park, taking pictures. People were taking pictures all over the place. It was kind of fun, I have to tell you, because you may know this as somebody who's lived all over the place. No matter where you are, the thing about snow is the silence of it all. Yes, I said that on the show. That, to me, what the really cool thing is that it's, especially if everything's closed down. I saw that when I was in D.C. and was stuck in a snowstorm. I was there already, so it didn't affect us as far as that was concerned. What I was doing still went off without a hitch. But it was so cool to be walking around the monuments and stuff, and hardly anyone's out there. It's just silence. It's like you can hear the silence, if that makes sense to anyone. And if you're in a wooded area and that happens, same thing. You can hear the silence. It, like, hangs. That's what it is. It hangs in the air. It just hangs there in the air. Because the normal noise is so... You might hear a snow plow here and there, but the normal noise is killed. It's just... It just is. You don't hear it. And it's... I think it's pretty cool. I would agree with that. All right, here's another one from Mac, and Mac says, Kate, I got to tell you, I am so tired of hearing about this election. I cannot wait until we can move on from the election and then talk about whoever becomes president and is doing a horrible job. We can get back to criticizing whoever wants that thankless job, if you know what I'm saying. I can't imagine, after what I've seen that happens to the Republicans and the Democrats, that you would want it. Okay, so here's the thing. I do not feel sorry, though, for anybody who runs for president. And boo-hoo, their hair turns gray, it's so hard, it's so rough, then you don't run. I mean, why do you want to be president? What are the qualities we want in a president? And why does somebody want to be president? Why would you want that role? What is it that you are hoping to accomplish things? You're hoping to make the world a better place. What is it? And I'd say in the recesses of someone's mind, or if you could be a fly on the wall, that would be what you'd want to hear. And I know the qualities that I like in a president, very tough to manufacture. Very tough to make it happen in the world we live in. Do you have to have $1 billion to become president? What happens to the idealist? They don't have enough cash. Coming up on the flip side, we'll tell you what's ahead this week. Get you set for that and some other odds and ends you might have missed. Don't go away.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
It's about numbers, isn't it? Inside and outside of Washington. Eventually, we're going to have the real stuff that I keep talking about. And let's talk about the Super Bowl for a second. There's your number, Super Bowl 50. Can you believe it? We've had 50 Super Bowls. It's crazy. But it's just gotten bigger and bigger and outrageous, more and more outrageous because of the commercialization, I guess, of it, which in one way is cool and another way is mind-blowing how much companies pay for ads in the Super Bowl. But anyway, Super Bowl 50, Peyton Manning is 39 years old. He will turn 40 in March. So he is into the Super Bowl, which could be his last game and Super Bowl of his career, by beating the New England Patriots 2018 in the AFC Championship game at Sports Authority Field in Denver. And as for the other side of it, shellacking the Carolina Panthers, rolled on as they rolled through Arizona. 49-15 was the final score, and now the stage is set. This is going to be Manning's fourth Super Bowl, by the way. His one win was when he was with the Colts. It came on February 4th, 2007, against the Chicago Bears. And boy, it's interesting that he's back there again. I think that's a cool number. This is a brutal number if you're affected by it. 7.1 earthquake, that's a bad number. Smashing into Alaska, and you think, well, Alaska, so was it an area that was more populated or what? It hit near Cook Inlet, which is about 162 miles southwest of Anchorage. There's a, you know, there was a professional photographer that was quoted who lives in Homer and said the earthquake, his name is Joshua Valdez Veresta. I think that's how you say it, or Valesta. And he said that it lasted about 30 seconds and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Anchorage police say that there weren't any reports of major damage or anything like that. But so that's good because of where it hit and whatnot. The National Weather Service said there was no tsunami threat from the quake because of how deep it struck. And it was 50 miles deep. So if you were close, like this photographer, then he could really feel it, but it was deep, so it didn't cause the horrible tsunami possibilities that exist when you've got a super earthquake of that significant amount, because that's pretty darn significant when you say, you know, anything over a 7, and that's lucky, lucky, lucky. The East Coast is all about the snow, and everybody's measuring. Any weather person that they go to worth their salt has some sort of a stick, a measuring stick. They can tell you where in the 1800s the snow was and where it is today. But the blizzard in the East Coast was definitely crippling on Saturday especially and into Sunday, depending on where our friends and family, maybe some of you listening, live. It the snow totals really, really varied. Some people got over 30 inches of snow, which is really incredible if you think about that. I don't think, in fact, I'm going to safely say that I know of that I've been in blizzards, but not anything that had 30 inches or even 25 inches. But there are people that can say they have been in that kind of a snow dig out. One of the hardest hit areas was Glengarry, West Virginia, 85 miles northwest of Washington, 42 inches of snow. Oh, 42 inches. At JFK International, the airport, they said 31 inches. At Baltimore, Washington International, 29.2, a record. Washington Dulles International Airport, I've flown into there very close to Washington, D.C., I mean, right there, the hub of activity, 28 inches. Newark, New Jersey, 28 inches. So you get the idea. Pretty major as far as totals are concerned. And packed a punch with it. Now it's about what happens with the refreeze, because the refreeze is just what is so nasty when it freezes back over. Whenever you hear about turbulence, you hear sometimes that somebody got injured or had some bumps and bruises, but it's very rare that I can remember where a flight, an international flight, one that was going from Miami to Milan, had turbulence that was so bad, where you had a flight that was carrying over 200 people, where you stopped in Canada to get the people off the plane because they had to be hospitalized. This is an American flight that they briefly had some severe turbulence, and it was horrific enough that, you know, the plane landed safely in Newfoundland, Canada, but there were paramedics there. They evaluated the passengers and the crew. 3 flight attendants and 4 passengers were taken to a hospital after that harrowing bout of turbulence. Like I said, you don't think of turbulence in that way, although that's why it's turbulence. That's why they tell you to put on your seatbelt and whatnot, because you don't know how bad it's going to be. You just know you're going to hit a certain path of it. And I think that this, what happened was this one just caught them by surprise. The turbulence caught them by surprise, which would explain why the maybe some of the people got, you know, got hurt or whatnot. How about this? Drug shortages in our emergency rooms, they say, have increased more than 400%. That makes you feel good. One more reason why I say to people, just stay healthy. Just stay healthy. It's all about your health and not being a dope if there's anything you can do about it. But we're all standing at the craps table just like we are with our finances. There is only so much you can do. But 45 out of 100 people visit an ER in any given year. There is a bad issue, though. It shows that across these ERs, we are seeing the drug shortage I just mentioned, 400%. This was a study analyzed data from the study that was put out and is published in the Journal of Academic Emergency Medicine. The study analyzed data from the University of Utah's Drug Information Service. They get the drug shortage report submitted through a public site that is administered by pharmacists from all over the place. And two practicing emergency room physicians assess whether the shortages had to do with drugs used in ERs, then looked at whether they were associated with life-saving or, now there's the other part, acute conditions. Of the 1,800 drug shortages reported between 2001 and 2014, 34% were used in emergency rooms. Half of the reported shortages were life-saving drugs. 10% affected drugs with no substitute. And, boy, that's not good news, is it? When you think when you go into an emergency room and it's the one time you need it. The most common drugs on shortage were used to treat infectious diseases, relieve pain, and treat the people who were poisoned. Oh, you're poisoned? Just sit there and relax. We'll find you a pill. If we have to tear up this city and find some pill in an emergency room, we'll do it. The number of shortages, I guess, fell between 2002 and 2007, but they've risen 435% between 2008 and 2014. I mean, this is a health crisis. I'm sorry. Going to an emergency room. And now that I think about it, when I got so sick last year and I was given the antibiotic I shouldn't have taken, they had a shortage of the antibiotic. Oh, maybe that's what happened. We have a shortage. We're playing Russian roulette. I mean, normally they would give you some and you had to get a prescription anyway. But they did mention that to me. Be careful out there. It's a war zone. Thanks to Patrick and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.